Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
From Locust Flats.
I spoke with Thrive, and they're handling everything, so.
Okay.
And they're doing all that stuff, so.
Okay, perfect.
I'm out of contact with them, so there's nothing I can do.
That's okay. There is one thing I wanted to share with you, though, because I know when we also had talked about that Google Guaranteed program, right?
Uh-huh.
And I know the concern was the background check. So I told you I would look into it to dig deeper into that. And I did get confirmation that they go back 7 years.
Which I'm clean for 7 years.
Yes, because I know you mentioned 30, but I still wanted to be sure. And so I talked to my manager and I said, listen, I need you to find out exactly how far do they go back.
Right, and that was the thing when I signed up with Home Advisor and Angie, they were going back,
right.
And at first they said, we don't go back that far, and then it did pop up after 30 years, and it said, well, we're not worried about what happened 30 years ago, we're going to go ahead and take you, and so the finance company took me, everybody took me after that, so I haven't had a problem since then. I was hoping you guys would be the same thing, so.
Yeah, so with the Google Guarantee, because I know sometimes they're a little bit more, you know, it's their program, Google, and, you know, whatever their restrictions are. But he did confirm background checks with the Social Security number and either a driver's license, identification card, passport, United States. It says audited information may go back as far as 7 years into the past. That's it. Okay.
That's fine. This happened when I was 17 or 18 years old, too. So I'm 51 years old now. You know what I mean? I'm like your brother. I made a mistake when I was young, when I was a kid, you know, and I did some bad stuff. Of course, we all did. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
But I gave my life to the Lord years ago, and I've been straight ever since. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that. I've been watching a lot of this, these, like, podcasts, right? And a lot of them are guys that, you know, I mean, they had a bad history. I mean, and I'm talking, like, maybe 10 years ago, and they've completely turned their life around in serving the Lord. You know what I mean? People change, and you shouldn't still be.
But you're exactly right, and God doesn't throw somebody out for that. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
God, we have a great God we serve, so he forgives us for all of our sins.
100%. I was,
yeah,
you know, I have to share this with you. I was reading, I always get my devotional, you know, Bible verses and what have you. And
yeah, me too.
I was, one of them that I was reading was about, you know, him being the shepherd, right? And we're the sheep. And it didn't dawn on me that the sheep are the dumbest animals that always stray away. And they're considered the weakest. And I'm like, no wonder, because how many of us stray away? How many of us become so weak under certain circumstances, right? So he's that shepherd that's got to gather that one that decides to stray away, you know, and leave the rest behind because he's concerned with
doesn't
that
God
one.
Doesn't God have a sense of humor? Doesn't God have a sense of humor?
Well, when I was reading it, I was like, wow, now that makes, I mean, it took me 50 years to figure this out, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that so makes sense.
You know, I
couldn't stop laughing.
I get it. I get what you're going through because I'm going back to the Bible now, and I'm rereading the New Testament. So
right.
You know, I read it once. So you know, I'm going back through it and reading it the second time over again. You know, you get more out of it, and it teaches you more. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm learning. I'm learning more and more and more each time I go back to these books. It's so neat. It's pretty neat stuff. So
it is. It is.
Like you
but
said,
I did want to make sure
a,
I told
I'm
you.
I'm a lion.
Yes. So, right?
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Exactly. I don't have my feet in this world anymore. My feet are in Jesus Christ. There's nothing in this world that I want. So I'm firmly planted in the Lord now.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I love when I speak to another believer, right? I think I always,
yeah.
You know, my prayers every morning is always like, God, put in front of me, whether it's a business owner, whether it's someone when I'm walking into the store, someone that, you know, I can talk to someone that I can talk about with about you, you know, or whatever
right.
the case may be. And I just feel like God always does that. And that's what I, you know, before it wasn't always like that. You know what I mean? Because I focused on, you know, this was falling apart. This, my husband's sick. You know, it was always something, you know, and finally I just said, you know, I'm done. I'm turning it over to you. Like you can heal his sickness, right? can straighten out my kids because they're adults now. I can't do it anymore. You know, I'm going to let you deal with it. And finally, that's when it all started. Like, I just want the peace. You know, I want to feel the peace. That's what I want. And I just kept on and kept on. And I mean, I go on 30-minute walks and I got my praise music on. They're probably thinking I'm going to be because I'm with my hands up in the air. I'm singing out loud and I'm not you know, if I was a good singer, I mean, I wouldn't be in this job right now. I would have a different profession, right? But I mean, to God, when I sing, it's music to his ears, you know?
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? That's what it says.
Exactly. And I was just busting up about that because I'm like, they're probably thinking, who is that crazy lady? Like, she's like, literally singing and throwing her hands up in the air. And I'm like, you know what? And I don't even care any other time. You know, you kind of feel like that, a little bit embarrassed. And it's not even like that, you know?
I'm like you. I'm the same way. I don't know about you, but I go on my walks. So what I do is I'm a big time faster. I believe in fasting and praying. So I fast daily. So I fast probably, you know, 18, 20 hours a day. But when I'm fasting, you know, I get drunk. You heard of that, right? Where you get drunk in the Lord, the Spirit.
I have. I've heard of that. Yes.
Okay. So I get so drunk and there's no feeling it replaces. There's no drug, no beer to replace the feeling I get. I'm sure you understand if you're a Christian.
Yeah.
So I get drunk in the Holy Ghost and it feels so good. And I'm walking down the street, you know, doing my walk for the day. And, you know, I start singing out praise and worship. My wife's like, shut up. People hear you. I'm like, I don't care. I'm praising the Lord. You know what I mean? I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I enjoy nature. I enjoy talking to the Lord. That's what I have my time and, you know, do my thing, whatever. So I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I get the same exact thing. Being a Christian is great. I have nothing, and it's great to share the Lord too.
It is. It is. Because you know what? There's, you know, before, you know, it's, everything's always all, don't say God bless you. I'm going to say it. I'm, you know, what I believe is what I believe. And it's not to offend anybody. You know, it's my belief.
No.
If I say have a blessed day, God bless you, or whatever, it is what it is.
I'm going to say what I'm exactly right. I'm a child of the Most High God. People ask me, hey, Scott, how you doing? I say, I'm very good. I'm highly blessed and highly favored. How about you? Sometimes I don't like that. I don't care what they think. That's just how I feel. I'm highly blessed and highly favored.
I think society gets us in a position where we're just like super cautious and we shouldn't be like that. We've been watching, The Chosen, my husband and I tell you, I could watch that over and over. I was just talking to my cousin about it. I said, when are they coming out with a third season? I'm like totally fiending over here. And she goes, just watch them again. Just watch them again until they come out with a third season. But I mean, it's awesome because it shows, you know, as Jesus was, you know, grabbing his apostles, right? He was gathering them up, and it's like, you know, and these weren't people that he chose that were like, you know, they weren't like on their A game. You know what I mean? These were people who had, they were like, I guess the bottom barrel is what someone has said, you know, they weren't like this, you know, what I would say like super highly favored, like people who came from wealth and all this and that, right?
Right.
I mean, they were people that had problems. They were people that they were real. You know what I mean? They weren't these thick and phonies. You know, they were sinners, just like the rest of us. But
the Bible says, for all have sinned and all fall short of God's glory, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 100%. And you know, it's just, I love that I'm learning so much, you know, and it's an awesome feeling. You know, it really is.
It
just,
is. It really is. But this, once you said, once you make that commitment to go fully in with the Lord, it's an awesome experience. Like you said, it's a great experience and you can't describe it. People don't understand the feeling you get. I understand because I'm there. And, you know, you get so drunk in the Lord sometimes and you start laughing, busting. Like, what are you laughing at? They don't understand. Like, I'm busting out because I'm drunk in the Holy Ghost, you know? So.
Right.
It's great. It really is.
It's like, oh, my.
I live a great life. I tell my wife all the time. I said, I live a great life. I have life, you know, by the palm of his hand. I mean, I live a great life. I live in a beautiful home. We drive nice vehicles. We probably got $100,000 in vehicles sitting out front.
Mm-hmm.
We got a beautiful home. The economy is really bad right now, but we're doing well. And we're also, you know, all these rent prices are going up. Our mortgage is very cheap and we got a beautiful house, a big house. So we have nothing to complain about. God is taking care of us. We don't do without nothing. So
that's
we're just
amazing.
Living life and
loving
it.
He's going to handle every need. He might not give us everything that we want, right? But he's going to meet every need. And that he's revealed to me, especially in this last year. I mean, he has completely revealed it. And I just trust in him. I don't worry about, you know, okay, well, we got this other bill coming up, you know, because my husband does dialysis, right? But I don't even stress about that because I'm like, you know what? No matter what, God's taking care of everything. Like, I have not had to worry about anything. By God's grace, let me tell you, the disability, it was going to take months. And I mean, I'm talking 6 months for them to approve it. It got approved in less than 30 days. I don't even know I know how it happened. It was God, right? But right. I kid you not, everybody was like, what? Are you kidding me? He's already approved. And I said, yeah, Medicare, everything. I mean, he's got the best insurance plan. And I'm just like, you know, God moved. And he continues to show his faithfulness. And I just, remain in faith,
he's
right?
Awesome. We serve an awesome God. I
we do.
You get me all goosebumped up.
It's amazing. I'm so excited to even go to, we have service tonight, so I'm super excited. I can't wait, you know, but I did want to make sure, Scott, you know, cause I was like, listen, I need to know, you know what I mean? Because I mean, you probably won't be the first one. I'm sure there's going to be others that are going to run across that same question, you know, or be like, I can't do it. But I'm glad that I was able to verify that. I guess originally they had said 5 years. I told him, are you sure? And then he messaged me again. He goes, I just got confirmation. It was changed to 7. So
that's
he's
fine.
Good.
You can go back as far as 20 years. I mean, you can go back as far as 25, 30 years. I'm good. This
happened,
like I said, I'm 51 years old. This happened when I was like 17 or 18 years old. I was a kid in high school. And to be quite honest with you, I really didn't do anything. It was a high school brawl and, I was known by the company I kept, in order to what I'm saying. So
right.
I would hang out with a bunch of guys. I was hanging out with a bunch of guys that were bad news.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do what they did. I was in their circle because, you know, I'm a small guy. You know, I'm not a big guy.
Right.
I'm a very small guy. I'm not a big man. I'm a very small man. But, you know, the school I went to, it was a rough neighborhood. And there were some big black kids there and, some, you know, big bullies there. And I was in high school and, you know, you want to get around the biggest kids you can to help protect you if something was to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So that's what I did in high school.
Guilty by association, is what it was.
So I was arrested and taken to jail over no, and I didn't even do anything. I didn't even fight the guy. I didn't even touch the guy. The guy got busted really bad by a bunch of guys, but I was just there watching. So
yeah,
and I ended up catching a charge, and you know, it's haunted me my whole life of it. So that's the way.
But that's okay. It's been washed.
Yeah, getting back to the Google leads. How much is it, you said per month?
So what it is you have the application fee is $250, right? That's the one-time application fee. They do the background check, and then you submit your application. We do set up a client interview with our technician from that department. He reviews your application with you just to make sure everything's in order, you know, and we help you push through that process, right? It can take between 4 to 8 weeks for the approval is what they say. But once you get approved, okay, that's when the monthly would be, and let me go back to my notes because I know I wrote it down here. So your monthly minimum budget for up to 13 leads, because we always start you off with a minimum, would be 452. Basically, your leads are running you $34.67, right? But it rolls over. So if, let's say you only got one lead, right? The following month, you don't pay the $452 again. You would only pay the $34.67 for the one lead that you received. If you didn't discuss price, if you didn't set up an appointment, or if they called you outside of your services, right? Outside of what the services that you offer,
right,
it's considered unqualified lead. So they credit you that back. It's like basically having this credit, right, of $452 that gets deducted when you receive leads, but their calls come in directly to you. I did want to email everything over to you, so I know you and your wife, we had talked, right, that last time. So, and you know what, I didn't even get your email. I wanted to email it to you, but I figured, well, let me find out first about
the whole
background.
It's scott.temples@yahoo.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And when you called earlier, I was still waiting for Thrive. That's the reason I answered the phone call.
Oh, no worries. I figured you were busy. You know what I mean? It happened.
No, I saw the call come through. I was like, well, I don't have an answer for them yet because I know what the conversation was. I was waiting for Thrive to call, and Thrive finally, we did speak this morning.
Good.
So.
I'm glad to hear that. You at least got that confirmed. You know, that's important.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What I did with Thrive is we upped my leads package to an extra $300 a month to that.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Oh, okay.
This is going to start right away. And then she says, you know, this is, and they're pretty good about it. Within, you know, 24 hours, I have leads, bombarded. But so we're going to see how this
awesome.
Works out. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Awesome. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So what I was going to do is I'm going to up my leads with them.
Uh-huh.
Home Advisor really sucks. I mean, that's just my opinion. They stink. I'm thinking that what I'm going to do is probably cancel out their lead stuff. Because here's the problem with Home Advisor is, you know, they give you a lead, you call the customer,
right.
And the customer never answers the phone. And then, you know, there's five other companies that you're bidding or you're competing against. Who knows if they've gotten them already or what. I have
right.
very little success with those leads because it's hard to get a customer to answer the phone. And
mm-hmm.
by the time I do get to a customer, if they do answer the phone, oh, I've already got it sold to another company. So I'm kind of like,
oh, man.
It's like, and I call right away. I call quickly. So it's kind of like, it's hard. So
yeah, you're
I'm
on
gonna,
top of it.
Right. So I'm thinking I'm going to cut them out. And
okay.
My wife's going out of town tomorrow. She'll be
okay.
back next Wednesday. So I'm going to make a decision by Wednesday.
Okay.
So can you call me back by next Wednesday?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, hold on. What day are you coming back? Oh, Thursday. I'm sorry. Make it Thursday.
Okay, you want
Friday.
Me to call you Thursday
sorry, Friday.
Or Friday
make
better?
It, make it Friday. Not
I was
going to
say,
Friday.
She's just getting back on Thursday. Give her a day.
Yeah, right. So
okay.
Friday, give me a call back, and I'm going to probably cancel Home Advisor out. Now, these leads you're going to give me, are they directly to me, or are they just, are they?
They're directly to you. They're directly to you. So basically, no, because, and I sent you the email, so that way it gives you like the whole overview, like even how they look, the Google guaranteed. It'll have a little check mark by it, and it says Google guaranteed. That's basically letting them know you've been approved through Google, and they're backing your work, right? That you've met all their requirements. So with the Google guaranteed, what they do is the client gets up to $2,000. It's just like an extra comfort for the potential client who's choosing your company. That's what Google's guaranteeing, right? And that insurance
gotcha.
That they put.
Gotcha.
Now you're basically what they're saying is your potential prospect that to the potential prospect for you that you're a qualified company. So you've gone through the application process. You know, that lets the prospect know that you're licensed, you're insured, you're trusted by Google. Okay, they're backing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Google guaranteed, they can still find you through the mobile platform. So even if they're using their iPhone, Android, their tablet, any type of smartphone, they're going to be able to still pull you up through the Google guaranteed, right? And seeing
right.
your Google guaranteed ad. And it'll say, like, you'll see them. And there's examples just so you kind of see how they look. One thing they do ask is, so they're going to request, like, 5 Google reviews, right? It's a specific URL that they will send you, and you just, I mean, you get 5 people, right? Whether it's a friend, whoever, just 5 different reviews is what they need to submit with that application, right? You're going to be able to track your results with us as well, because it's critical for us, you know, to provide you that data. So this way you're seeing the conversions that you're getting, right? And
yeah,
they even give you. Yeah, and they also give you, they give you what's called a direct tracking number, right? You're going to know when that phone call is a Google guaranteed lead because you're going to hear incoming Google guaranteed lead. It's an automated voice message that you'll hear before you're even connected with the prospects. You're going to know that's coming from the Google guaranteed program.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
So
you know what I mean?
Directly.
Because you're not judging. Yeah, because it's going to
be
calls. Yeah, they're going to be calling you. The leads are calls. Mm-hmm. It's not like home.
I ain't got to call them.
Nope. They're calling you. We call, Google guaranteed calls it leads, but they're phone calls. Calling you, they're calling you directly.
Fantastic.
Right? Which is a lot better. It's not like, you know, HomeAdvisor, I mean, not to down anybody, right? I don't badmouth any company, but I mean, yeah, you're getting the information. You got to stop what you're doing. Call them, right? Because, hey, I just got this lead, and you call them and then they've already, oh, we got somebody already, or it's just could be just something that it's like, really? I just literally called you right now. How'd you find somebody?
Yeah.
And it's because the leads are not just being shot out to you, but they're also sending it to like three other businesses, right?
That are
your competitors. So this is where this program, Google was like, listen.
So that's HomeAdvisor. Okay. So that's HomeAdvisor does that. So what happens with HomeAdvisor is it's me and then five other companies how it gets cropped out. So
right.
When I get the lead, I as soon as I get text messages, I call right away. If you don't, you're going to lose it. So
right.
Sometimes, you know, a lead will come in at 10 o'clock at night. Well, you don't want to call a customer at 10 o'clock at night. So
exactly.
I say to myself, well, I thought I'll get up early in the morning. I'll call them first thing in the morning. Sometimes I'll do that, and I still get no answer. So it's rough, and I get very frustrated with that because, you know, I'm paying money for it, and I get charged
yeah.
for it, and I don't even get a chance to talk to the person.
If you get the opportunity to talk to them on the phone, you can sell yourself. That's what I hear.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know?
That's I sell air conditioner over the phone all day long without even meeting the customer. I sell them all day long. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's you get me on the phone with the customer, and I had one the other day called Thrive, and
uh-huh.
I had her sold. By the time, 15 minutes, I had her sold.
Wow.
Numbers, she goes, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And that was it. And got it done.
And good to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing, too, about this program, because we always start you off with a minimum budget. If at any time, Scott, let's say, you know, you're like, listen, I want to be getting, like, at least 30 leads, right? You can always increase your budget. We just always start you off at the minimum, right? But
well,
I mean,
I'm probably going to start off with a minimum for right now, for the winter months.
I would recommend. Yeah, we always do. We always do. We always start you
right.
off at the minimum.
I know the winter months is going to be slow, and it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be slam packed. So we're
right.
going to start that. Then I'll probably increase about March or April.
Yeah.
When things pick up, because that's when we'll be really busy.
Exactly. Exactly. So just always know you always have the option at any time if you wanted to increase your budget. You don't have to. But there are some that are like, you know, come back and they're like, listen, I need more leads. I want more than that. Okay, well, then we just let them know, okay, if you want this amount of leads, this is how much more it's going to increase in your budget. And, you know,
yep.
But that's always an option for you. So I'll give you a call I'll give you a call on the 23rd next Friday. Okay. And
good.
Then you can let me know from there. All right. I sent you out the email. It should be in your inbox. It's coming from Nadine Medina, and it'll say Google Guaranteed in the subject. If you don't see it, Scott, right away in your inbox, check your spam or your promotional box, only because you've never gotten a correspondence from me. Okay?
I'm going to check right now. Hold on.
Awesome.
It's from you, right, Nadine?
Yeah, Nadine Medina. Uh-huh.
Yep, got it.
Awesome. Okay, well, listen, you have yourself a very blessed afternoon, and it was such a pleasure talking with you again.
Likewise.
Safe trip for your wife. Traveling mercies.
Don't worry. I've already said a prayer for her. I want to make
awesome.
Sure she's okay.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Thank you
okay.
so much. Thank you for calling me back.
You are so welcome.
To you on Friday.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Have a good week. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.